Recognizing Delaware's role and vowing to make sure mistakes then are not repeated again was a message outside Hokesson School No. 107C, the one-room school people of color were only allowed to attend prior to the Brown decision. That was until Sarah Beulah went to attorney Lewis Redding Jr. to fight for her daughter Shirley to attend a whites-only school which had all of the amenities to promote a quality learning atmosphere. State Representative Nnamdi Chukwuocha vows the fight must continue so history does not repeat itself.
We must honor those who came before us by working to ensure that their efforts were not in vain. We must preserve the enduring spirit of all of those, the Beulah family, Mr. Redding, Judge Sykes, all of the known and unknown students who attended this color school and other color schools throughout our state. Not only the color schools of yesterday, but the new color schools, the racially identifiable high need, high poverty, quote unquote, color schools of today.
Senator Chris Coons notes he's fighting to make Hokesson School No. 107C part of the Brown v. Board of Education historic site to expand national recognition of its history so every student can learn about its significance. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.